It is 81 degrees and drying out a little bit here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A star like Dolly Parton becomes an icon because of her fans. And yesterday, with her passing, Parton gave them one more jolt of wide-ranging emotions. WPLN's Justin Barney spent the day hearing from fans at multiple memorial sites across Nashville so that you can hear straight from them in this audio postcard.
I remember being like 16 and my dad would have Hee Haw on Saturday night and he'd scream, "Vicky, come down, Dolly's singing with Porter," and I'd run downstairs and watch Dolly sing, you know, along with Tanya Tucker and all the old greats, you know. Life's too short, right?
Dolly actually played on a record of mine. We brought her flowers. Uh-oh, now I'll cry.
I think if I talk, I'll cry. I don't want to cry right now.
Okay. I can't. Her wigs, her style, everything that she did was just unique to her. And I think that that uniqueness was just impactful for me.
I was thinking about her lyric in Coat of Many Colors. She talked about how being poor is just a state of mind. More than that, Dolly had such a wonderful way of spreading positivity.
I mean, she lived an awesome life. Who goes out at 80 after doing the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl cheerleader? That was so incredible. I think that shocked the world. Yeah. But she can do that because she's Dolly, but she just kept reinventing herself.
Queen of Nashville and the world, you know.